This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Chloe is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Dan. Chloe, thanks for coming on the show. Before we get into your dating stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Dan?
It has been 2 weeks.
That's kind of been the sweet spot lately. How many times have you reached out to Dan in those 2 weeks?
I mean, I've reached out a couple of times, but like, I didn't want to sound desperate, but I just reached out a couple of times and okay. I've heard nothing.
Nothing. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about your date with Dan.
Yeah, Dan was super, super cute. And we went out to a really nice dinner, like a really nice dinner. And we walked around after our dinner and we chatted.
When you say really nice, what does that mean?
It means like expensive. It was an expensive dinner.
Well, where was it? Like, where'd you go?
We went to a steakhouse. It was adorable. Nice.
Like candlelight.
Yeah, like the white linen tablecloth, you know what I mean? And I really liked him. And then we walked around. There's like a park across the street. So we talked for a while. And then at the end, we, you know, had a good night kiss. And I'm just wondering what happened in between that magical date and him not responding to anything.
Is there anything that may have popped up on that date that would have been kind of awkward? Like, was your kiss good?
I think, so I've been like analyzing all of it, you know what I mean? Like replaying everything. I think the date itself was fine. I'm worried though that he thinks that my dad, I like live with my dad because my dad and my little brother were visiting to look at colleges.
Mm-hmm.
And they just like stopped by my place. And they came like literally 10 minutes before Dan got to my house. And I didn't know what to do because he was already on his way. But my dad ended up opening the door when Dan showed up. And so, I don't know. And like when, I guess he said something like, have a good time. It was just really awkward.
Did Dan mention anything on your date about thinking that you lived with your brother and dad?
No, not really. I told him, I was like, hey, my dad's here and my brother, they're just visiting, but I don't know. I guess he just didn't think I was telling the truth.
Unless your dad said something to him that you don't yeah. know about. And then also, first of all, if you did live with your dad, there's nothing wrong with it. Adults living with their parents is totally normal.
Housing and rental costs is really high, but I'm lucky enough to have my own place. But I don't know. I just, that's the only thing I could think of.
Let's think about like when you were in high school and you're like, we would go on dates. Did your dad ever have any awkward interactions with them at that time? Just to see if like, you know, old habits popped up again with your new guy.
Yeah. I mean, like my dad is a troll for new guys. Like he's so like, when will you get my daughter home? Or at least he was back then. But I mean, that was years ago. And I just don't see him doing that now. And in fact, like, I mean, he was left alone for like maybe 30 seconds while I was putting my shoes on. So like, I don't know. And the thing that sucks is on the actual date, we aligned with everything. And it's so hard to find that. I mean, we were aligning on we both want kids. We have the same religious background. He is very educated, which is really important to me. Literally everything I could have ever thought that I wanted in a guy, I got with this guy.
What was the last thing he said to you?
He said, "Let's do this again." And I was like, "Great." And then we kissed, and then I went inside.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can figure it out then. We'll play a song, come back, and call him and see if we can get him to tell us why he's ghosting you, and then maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Sounds good, thanks.
All right. Play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Chloe is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Dan. So we're about to call him in a minute and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date if she still wants one. But before we do that, Chloe, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your date with Dan?
Okay, yeah. So Dan is a 10 out of 10, meets all my criteria for everything. We had a great date. We went to a nice dinner, walked around after, sat in the park, had a good night kiss, and then I just haven't heard from him in 2 weeks. I'm thinking the only thing that it could have been was my dad said something in the 30s that my dad was visiting. I don't know. My mind is spinning. I just don't know.
Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. We're about to call him and see if he'll tell us why, and then see if you're still interested in another date. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Dan, please?
This is Dan.
Dan, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show, and it's called The Jubal Show.
Yeah, hi. I'm Nina. I'm also on The Jubal Show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria, also. On the show.
What's up, Dan? Yep.
What's up?
For real?
Yes. How are you?
Oh, great. I actually listen to you guys.
Oh.
From time to time.
Sweet. So, okay, cool. Have you ever heard a first date follow-up before?
Yeah, I have actually.
Okay, cool. Well, guess what, Dan? Mm-hmm. Today's first date follow-up is starring you.
All right.
So you recently went on a date with someone and now you're not calling them back and they want to know why. Do you have any guesses on who that could be?
Yeah, I think I do have a pretty good guess, actually.
Ooh, okay.
Throw it out there. We'll tell you if it's right.
I mean, it's got to be Chloe.
Yes, it is, Dan. Congratulations. You won absolutely nothing for that. But yes, it's Chloe.
Well, yeah, I get it.
You mind telling us why you're ghosting her?
Sure. I mean, I'm ghosting her because, you know, when we finished our date and we went our separate ways, this guy comes running out of nowhere, punches me in the face and tells me to stay away from his sister.
What?
What?
Yeah, he's got a pretty mean right hook. And I really wasn't what to do at that point. So it's just like, all right, I guess I will avoid that situation. I haven't been punched in the face since I was like a freshman or a sophomore in high school.
Did he just come punch you and then he was gone after that? Or did you guys talk at all?
No, he like came flying up out of nowhere, like my blind side, sucker punches me in the face, and I hardly even got a look at him because I was just so surprised. You know, I kind of fell down a little bit, and he was just like, "You will stay, you know, the F away from my sister, keep away from her, or whatever." And he stalked off. Like, that was it. I was just so stunned. I didn't even know what to say. And I just was like, okay. So I got in my car and left and was just like, well, I guess that's that.
But isn't he a little guy? Didn't she say he was visiting colleges? I guess that doesn't mean he's a little guy. But
yeah. I was going to say.
He's pretty decent sized boy there. But yeah.
Dang, man.
My brother would never do that for me.
Wow. Dan, man, thank you for telling us that. That's, I understand why you are not calling her back then. I don't think I would call someone back if that happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's just not like her fault, though.
Yeah, but it would just be the family's drama then. I don't have to deal with the brother trying to be like that or
doing that again.
Yeah.
Well, it's like it's Thanksgiving and you get punched.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, Dan, thank you for being honest. Also, I don't know if you remember this part about the first date follow-ups, but Chloe is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Wait. I am so confused. Are you, my brother came out of nowhere and just sucker punched you in the face?
Yes, he did.
Oh my God.
I'm assuming he was your brother. I mean, I didn't really go look at him at the beginning of the date, but yeah, I mean, he said stay away from my sister.
What? I wish you would have told me, because now I have to go punch my brother. But no, I mean, listen, my brother is super protective over me because my ex-boyfriend cheated on me and there was a lot of drama. So I don't know what the hell he was thinking, but in his mind, it was like protecting me, even though, oh my, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. There's no excuse.
So it really probably could have been your brother, because you never know. There's some crazies in the streets, you know?
I strongly feel like that's something that idiot would do.
I thought about responding back, but I mean, thinking about it, it's just like, well, I don't know this guy. He's crazy enough to come and punch me in the face. I mean, I was going to get in my car, so I was just like, I mean, I don't want this guy like tracking me down if I decided to call you back or text you back anyway. So, you know, I would have liked to, but I just, again, I don't know what I'm dealing with this guy. I'm just so surprised to get punched.
Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't we meet up again? We have a take two. I tell my brother to back off, and he's going to give you a formal apology. It's going to be awkward for everyone, but he needs to apologize. And then we'll do it again, because I had such a great time with you, Dan, and I really want, you know, another shot at that.
Hey, I understand. I mean, especially if he's just trying to be protective and he thought there was something going on that he didn't like. I'm totally down for a second date. Just definitely talk to her or talk to your brother and make sure that, you know, just make sure he's not going to stop me again. And, you know, we can make it from there, I guess.
Chloe, do you think your brother would listen to you, or is he kind of a loose cannon?
Well, he's gonna. Let me tell you that. He's gonna listen to me, or else he's gonna punch you in the face.
Well, usually I ask if you guys want to go on another date, and I'll pay for it. Well, the station will pay for it. I guess you guys already decided that, so congratulations. Yay. You guys are going out again.
Yay!
Just don't, no one get punched in the face again. Like, it hurts.
No punching.
Only if it's consensual. Like, if it's something, if you get the date goes to a certain place, then have fun with it if you guys are both into that. But other than that, no more punching.
Right. Code word.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.